I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I was asking the question why it is if we don't have a connection to either team playing in a big game, we somehow start rooting for one side, and why we do that. And I think one of the reasons we do that is the fan. We feel like fans have suffered to the point where we kind of just want to see them win. And that, I think, was Mariner fan on Friday night. I think a lot of the country that did not have a dog in the fight was rooting for the Mariners in that game. It just been so long for you bros over there.
Damn right.
So this is always a slippery one because it's kind of hard to, because you can say it in a lot of different ways and can mean a lot of different things. But the way I jotted it down on my little note, my little, what are these called?
Your note skis, notepad?
Post-it.
I was going to say sticky note. Same thing.
I have a post-it note here, and I think this is the way to say it. And this is completely subjective. Okay, so everybody's going to be different here. But which team's fans deserve a title most? Okay, that's the question. Okay. Because you were saying, no fan base wants it more than the Mariners, or the Mariners have suffered so long, it's just nobody. Well, again, there are a lot of fan bases who have probably suffered more than Mariner fans because their situation has lasted longer and they haven't won a championship. So again, it's very hard to compare. But which team's fans deserve a title? That's the question for me. And to me, I do put Mariner fans up there, but I don't think they're number one. I don't think you guys are number one, but you guys are close.
Okay. Well,
and I'm kind of biased because I live in the Northwest and I've seen it up close. But here's another thing I consider. I consider if other sports teams in your city have won a title.
Okay.
And the Seahawks winning helps your,
it's
like eases a little bit of the pain.
They were good.
I go, the one fan base that I think you would have a hard argument against, Schultzy Babes, which team's fans deserve a title most, I think the Buffalo Bills might have you beat. Because if you think about the Bills, they have not won a Super Bowl. They lost four in a row, went four times and lost in a row. I want you to think about that through the prism of being a Mariner fan.
Okay.
Imagine them going to four straight World Series back in the 80s, and they don't win one. And here you are in 2025, and they're good, and they still can't win one. That, I don't know, and they're good fans, they're loyal fans. It's the only show in town other than the Sabres.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Bills might win that. Again, completely subjective. I think there's probably a lot of fans who think that the Detroit Lions fans deserve a title, but they've had a lot of titles in Detroit outside of the Lions. Browns, again, other titles in Cleveland outside of them, but they're long suffering. So I don't know. That's how I'm viewing it, Schultz.
In Buffalo, that's the only show in town, right? So, of course,
the Sabres are there.
hockey, whatever. I mean, yeah, when's
we'll
time,
dismiss hockey.
Yeah, when's the last time the Sabres were any good? Like, I guess, yeah. When
no
you're
idea.
When you're talking about the landscape of, like, a sports city and their fandom, the Buffalo Bills' struggles would rise to the top and be, like, the 1A or 1B choice in this argument, hands down, just because of the fact that they're the biggest show in town.
I think that's right.
But I...
And it's not that big of a city.
I think it just depends on what you view as futility or what you view as heartbreak, because for me... I go back to the, it is better to have loved and lost than to have not loved at all, in which case the lover and lost is the Buffalo Bills here, where they went to four stinking Super Bowls. And if you can't get it done in four, you know, with the Jim Kelly, you know, Thurman Thomas led freaking Buffalo Bills way back in the day. Like
Scott Norwood, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they had great teams, right? They got there. The Mariners have never gotten there. Yeah. What did I say in the last Rob? For the first 10 years of their existence, they were literally... experiencing the baseball that other teams played. Nobody hit over 30 home runs for the Mariners until like 1984, when a dude named Gorman Thomas, who was pretty much just a journeyman in baseball, hit 32 for Seattle. Their Mariners' best moments were what was Gaylord Perry, the 300th win, you know, that he pitched for Seattle in like 82. This franchise had nothing, and Buffalo's been there. So I hear your argument, but I will passionately disagree. And obviously, I'm super biased here.
Okay.
But yeah, well, it's better like to I said, have been there, man.
Like I said, it's subjective. But that I don't know that it is better to have been there, because I weigh it as if you've been there four times, particularly four in a row, and lost.
Yeah.
That is more heartbreak than you will ever experience. Listen, you can gripe about your last 25 years, and I get that. The Mariners haven't done much of anything since 2001. That said, that is not the heartbreak that the Buffalo Bills fans feel after having lost four straight Super Bowls. And here we are, what? Oh my God, 40 years later?
Yeah.
40! Wow. And they have not won, dude. That's more heartbreak than you have ever felt in one fan base. But that's how I view it.
I get it.
So again, very subjective. But anyway... The other one that came up, and it was a text yesterday, and it was a person who was calling you and John Sukanik out.
All right, lay it on me, baby.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And I'm going to side with you guys on this. I just want you to know as the as the honorable.
Well, I appreciate that. The mediator here.
But he was saying, hey, listen, you know, John and Schultzy owe the Mariners an apology because they've been bitching about the Mariners all season long.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, that's an interesting point. It's like, you know, John, if you follow him on Twitter, he does get quite critical of the Mariners and just downtrodden and just like, oh my God, here we go again type of fan on there.
Yeah.
And he gets, you know, and the DePoto, you've always been, you've smashed DePoto.
Hard.
Hard. Well, now's your chance.
I'll eat crow. I said in the celebration when they won the DS on Friday night and they were about to shoot the champagne and beer off, I saw DePoto walking around. And I'm like, man, I turned to my wife and I said, God, you know what? Credit to Jerry DePoto. I've given him a lot of crap this year. A lot of Mariners fans have piled on him, made fun of GM Justin Hollander as well. But every single switch they pulled this year, Rob, ended up being the right one. And I don't know what else.
Well, but I guess the question is like, can a fan be a fan and get frustrated and get pissed and bitch when things aren't like it kind of bothers me, and I see this all the time being a sports talk host, is that people think because you're critical that you hate that team.
That's weird.
They can't see, people have a hard time seeing that when things are good with a franchise, whether it be the Blazers, the Ducks, the Beavers, whatever, if you are impartial, you should be acknowledging the good things. But when things are bad, if you are impartial, you should also be talking about and acknowledging and calling out the bad.
Yeah.
But what fans oftentimes do is they mistake you saying, hey, listen, this is not good. What's going on with the Blazers or certainly the Beavers? Not good. Oh, you're just a hater. Well, why? No, I'm just calling out. And so they'll say, well, you're a Duck homer.
Yeah.
Well, Duck homer? How can you not at least sound like a Duck homer over the last 15 years when things have been going so well for them?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
be honest.
Yeah. If you're being honest, they've had a great freaking run. So what are you going to just hate on that? You know what I mean? Like, so it's the same thing with fans. It's like, there's no shame in bitching about your team. You're passionate. You're like, you're pissed. It's not good enough, what Jerry DePoto has done. And then all of a sudden they get over the hump and you're like, okay, yeah, look, I'm sorry. I'm still with you. You've done a good job. Acknowledge that. And, I mean, it's okay to have both.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I think that comment, that texter, might be at least representative of not all PNW sports fans, but some Pacific Northwest sports fans that are just like, hey, only positivity, right? Like, I bitch about my team because I want them to be so good. I watch sports from the lens. Now, sports are the greatest reality show of all time, right? There's eons of different storylines. As you saw, baseball's amazing. It's wacky. We can see a crazy catch like that and the first ever double play out of the outfield, you know, into a force at home. It's insane. But there's just...
like I said, as the honorable, the judge presiding over this, I side with you.
I appreciate
and
that.
And I even said that most judges don't do that. Like, they come out and say who they're siding with before the case is even heard.
I mean, it sounds like local Blazers fan that's like, man, you can't bitch.
Oh, you
bitch
can
on
never.
Too
right.
Long. Yeah.
Right.
It's like, guys, I can't always just sit back and be like, well, the grass is always greener. It isn't. Sometimes changes need to be made. Sometimes the fans are wrong about those changes. Sometimes they're right.
Yeah, but fans are going to be passionate, and that's okay. And sometimes they're going to be negative because they have a right to be negative because what is happening is not acceptable to them.
And have I not been celebrating my Seattle Mariners, you know, the last 2 weeks? Like, are you kidding me?
Let's do this, Schultz. Let's throw that comment out. Let's forget that one. That guy loses. Bad comment. You don't owe the Mariners an apology. You're a good fan. And neither does John Sicanic, who's maybe one of their best fans.
Well, could I just, the amount of money that I spend on apparel and gear and the amount that my parents have dropped over the years and my wife, like, I don't owe them D. They have gotten support from me.
Well, there's
so much.
There's also this, too, with fandom. Your own team can drive you insane.
Isn't that the point?
It's like your kids.
Yeah.
It's like more, you love them, but my God, are they annoying.
Yeah.
And that's true of fandom. So it's okay to be honest about that. Now, last thing about the Mariners, and then we're going to move on. I wanted to play Rick Riz's Friday night walk-off call.
Hell yes.
And because I thought it was really good. I'm not a huge Rick Riz guy, but I love a good baseball call. I think there's an art to it. And if I'm being honest, I think the art is just less is more, simple, call the action, layout. And here's what it sounded like when that historic Friday night where the Mariners walked it off in the DS.
It has come down to this. It has come down to one pitch. And if Kainley misses, it would be a walk-off walk in this classic duel. Here we go, the stretch. Canely has got to throw a strike. The 3-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, line drive, base hit right field. Jorge Polanco with a walk-off single, and the Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. The Mariners win the battle in Seattle in 15 innings. The Mariners win it 3-2. The Mariners will be on their way to Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. What an epic game. 15 innings. Jorge Polanco is getting mobbed out in left field.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. I liked it.
Makes me emotional.
Yeah, I bet it does. And that's what I mean. That's what I love about that night. It was like, that was something you'll always remember.
Well, and as somebody that has listened to that 95 call of Dave Niehaus, like, calling the double that Edgar hit Cora and Junior in that he said, like, the Mariners are going to the American League Championship. If you heard Rick Riz there imitated that cadence, it was obviously a shout-out to Dave Niehaus.
Exactly.
They're going to the championship. I was just like, that is...
Didn't he say, I don't believe what I just saw during that Niehaus clip?
They would love a base hit down the left field line. It swung on and down a left field. Yeah, no, it was not. I don't believe what I just saw. It was that, like, the crowd at T-Mobile at the Kingdom is going crazy. So,
well, it was a good call. It was a great night. I was happy for you. I was happy for Mariner fans. And now look, they're up 2-0 in the ALCS on the crappy ass Blue Jays, and maybe headed to the World Series against the Dodgers.
I
want to see the Dodgers. You want to see the Dodgers.
Either one. It doesn't
both
matter.
Are good.
Yeah.
But the Dodgers, Mariners, all West Coast World Series, by the way.
That'd be fun, but then everybody in New York would be like, I don't care.
God, who cares?
I hate New York fans sometimes.
Yeah, all the time. Who cares what New York fan thinks?
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.